106.1 The Corner, an Oscar-winning song from the Once soundtrack. Glenn Hansard and Marketa Irglova, known as The Swell Season. And that song is Falling Slowly. It's 8:54. We're at 25 degrees, partly sunny, about 35 for a high temp today. Well, today in our Community Corner segment, we're going to be speaking with local author Laura Bynum, author of the new book, Veracity. She is here in the Corner Lounge this morning. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
And thank you for coming in today. Veracity is released today.
Yes.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell us, well, first off, a little bit about the storyline and how long you've been working on Veracity as well.
Well, Veracity is a controversial book, I should make note of. We knew putting me out there, it was going to make a statement.
Yep.
And it was going to have a variety of reactions. And I'm proud to say that that has happened.
Good. And critically,
we've been, I'm just blown away. I was just found out that I'm going to be on the IndieBound Next Notable list for February. Huge for me. I really support and admire independent bookstore owners and their facilities. Yeah. But what happened was a few years back, it was kind of a gut reaction to the events immediately following 9/11 and some of the what seemed to me easy pass off of freedoms for security. And I thought that kind of dovetailed into a larger problem, as I perceived it, of people not really knowing the difference between fact and opinion and not taking the time to really examine, have I adopted these opinions from other people? Have I just gone with what's easy instead of scratch the surface and figure it out what I believe? So it's a cautionary tale that blends all of those things into a story about a post-apocalyptic future where the government controls language. Because I really believe that, like, and this is going to sound contrived, but it's the best sentence I've come up with yet to describe it.
Okay.
As the syllable is to the word and the word is to the sentence, language is to freedom. And I really believe if we lose track of what we're consuming language-wise or what we're putting out there, we can be easily led. And so I wanted to write this story to not just tell a good story, but to wake people up. Now, to get a little bit deeper into what the story is, it's told from first-person perspective of a female protagonist named Harper, who is working for the Confederation of the Willing, and they basically, it's a totalitarian environment, and it's about some, she gets recruited into a resistance and that fights for freedom of speech and to recoup the kind of stolen government from, you know, the people that are in control, and it's been compared to, let's say, Margaret Atwood's Handmaid's Tale and to Orwell's 1984,
excellent,
which I'll take those comparisons.
Yeah, that's a classic right there.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's a pretty heavy concept.
It is.
But interesting that it's kind of based on thoughts you had in real life, you know, and then created the tale around it.
I have three daughters, and it's very important to me that as they grow, and frankly, as media kind of does this new thing it's doing where, you know, 20 years ago when I was in college and I took a journalism class, I would have flunked for most of the reports we get nowadays with all the color. It's straight news is almost a bygone standard. And so I thought, if nothing else, maybe I can lay a little bit of groundwork for my own kids so that they will know down the road how to cull the contents of their own opinions and figure out, have they come to those conclusions themselves?
Sounds like recommended reading, absolutely.
Thank you.
Veracity is the name of the book. We're speaking with local author Laura Bynum, and the release date is today, so
yes,
it's in bookstores today.
This is her birthday.
What's that?
This is Veracity's birthday.
Oh, I see. I thought you said it was your birthday, and I was like, oh, that timed out perfectly.
Boy, wasn't it, though.
Yes. So Veracity is available today, and you are with Simon & Schuster.
Yes.
As a publisher, which is a national, the big one, right?
Well, it's one of them, and I could tell you real quickly how that came to pass.
Yeah, interesting.
I'll do the Reader's Digest version. I was a frustrated writer, knew as a kid I wanted to be a writer, but like so many of us, you know, we have to pay bills. And so went to college, got a couple degrees, went and did the corporate thing. It was not for me. I tried wearing that suit for a few years, but eventually I kind of thought, you know, I had this idea for Veracity. I want to make sure I can get it out there. So I went, what was recommended to me, and I suggest this to any frustrated writers out there, save your shillings and go to a conference where you can get in front of people. Mm-hmm. I went to the Maui Writers Conference, which is what was recommended to me as the biggest one in the industry. And I was lucky enough to win the Rupert Hughes Prose Award while I was there, which is a big deal. I actually paid for the trip. But it also got me representation at the Writers House in New York City, which is where my literary agent is. And then, of course, we sold the book.
Wow. You make it sound easy to do, but that's not that easy, right?
No, the writing process, you know, especially like when you're technically a starving writer, you're doing it in your car over lunch times after work, you know, in every coffee shop between here and Illinois. It was one of those beg, borrow, and steal kind of find the time to do it, especially when you have children.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping the next book will be done on my terms a little bit more in like 8-to-5 kind of position.
Gotcha.
But it is not, you have to really know what you're doing, and you really have to get in front of people.
Yeah.
I was very lucky in that, you know, I won the award, and that brought me some attention. And because you have to have a literary agent to be seen by people like Simon & Schuster. They won't even accept submissions without
having
an agent. Yeah.
Huh.
So it's well worth doing that. And I'll tell you, the Writer House, which I know we're going to talk about locally, they are a place I would highly recommend getting a hold of for more detail on how to get published.
Hmm. The Writer House is right here in Charlottesville. What is this place a little bit about them?
I will tell you. I'll segue very quickly into kind of how I came to know them. It's an aspect of the story. The day that I got a call from my agent saying that we had not one but two bids, actually, on Veracity, I had had a biopsy for possible breast cancer.
Okay.
And so it was a real mixed day. I was driving home from the hospital, then I got the call. 2 days later, we accepted the bid from Simon & Schuster's Pocket, and I also found it was cancer. So my husband had just moved to Culpeper. I was following behind after selling our house in Illinois. I had surgery there, and I'm fine now.
Good.
But
yep.
Springboarded over here, shot the kids in school, and I began radiation here in town at Martha Jefferson, where I had to drive every day for radiation for a couple months. On the way there one day, I heard on the local NPR station a story about the Writer House, which is this amazing facility that's, I believe, at 508 Dale. It's over there behind the Bodo's Bagels on Preston.
Right on Preston. Okay.
Right. And what they do for a very nominal fee, if you need a quiet space with a kitchen and with, you know, access to the internet in a quiet zone, that's what they provide. And they also provide conferences, or conference type things, like, you know, they have classes and they bring in speakers. They've been huge to help me with my kickoff for the book. So it's unreal that here I've just sold the book and I land in what seems to be like very author friendly land.
Yes,
and
definitely.
Yeah. And I can't say enough about how much they've helped me.
Wow. So the Writer House, and it's for writers. It's works.
That's right. They
and
make
only
sure.
writers.
Yes, they make absolutely sure that that is what you're working in. It's not being plundered by people who are trying to have a separate, very inexpensive business space.
right, exactly. Laura Bynum is our guest talking about the new book, Veracity, which is released just today. So congratulations on the release date. Now, with the help of Simon & Schuster, this will be in all the big stores, you know, like a Barnes & Noble or Borders, or, I mean, it'll be everywhere, right?
Yeah, and in fact, I'm starting a tour. Well, today's the kickoff, and then tonight at 7 o'clock, and I invite everyone who's listening to the Writer House. We're going to do a little reading. I'll do some signings. We'll be selling books there.
Okay.
But especially if you're interested in writing, I would love to be able to pass on how I found a way to get into the you know, industry.
Yeah.
It's a lot of hard work, and I'll go into that in much more detail tonight if you like. But invite everybody tonight, 7 o'clock.
Well, and that's at the Writer House right off Preston
Avenue.
That's
right.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
This is great to have, you know, a nationally recognized award-winning author
in our
Charlottesville area.
I appreciate it.
And do you have a website, too, devoted to your work or Veracity?
If you go to laurabynum.com, there are all sorts of things on there, including I actually recorded the first chapter on audio, so you can go and listen to me. And
nice.
A few sound effects thrown in from my husband. And the first chapter as well as a reading group guide, and I'm also doing a blog called The Word Watch, so all of that's at laurabynum.com.
And we'll get the link posted on our website today as well. And thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
And glad to hear that you made it through the breast cancer episode. That's fantastic news. It all works out in the end.
Yes.
So congrats on Veracity. Oh, by the way, is this your first book?
Yes.
It is your
it
first.
Is.
Wow. Well, beginner's luck. Jeez.
Oh,
congrats
boy.
On all of that.
Thank
yeah,
you very
that's
much.
Fantastic. Laura Bynum here on 106.1 The Corner for the Community Corner today. And I've got the perfect song, Laura, from Talking Heads 77 off of their very first album, The Book I Read. It's 106.1 The Corner.